My understanding is that this visit was planned a good few months ago and is part of Jacob Zuma's campaign to, quote-unquote, reassure markets that there's not going to be a significant policy change, particularly around economic policy, once Zuma becomes president. And the question to why the United States would meet Jacob Zuma is because even though there is a lot of contention on the ground in South Africa, Jacob Zuma is the democratically elected president of the ANC, and in that position he will almost without doubt be the next president of South Africa. And given South Africa's strategic role on the continent, there is a special relationship with the United States.
You sound fairly confident that Jacob Zuma will not be upended by this possible corruption trial against him.
There's nothing in the South African Constitution which prevents somebody who is standing trial from being the head of state. So for as long as Jacob Zuma is not found guilty, he may be head of state. And the ANC has made it clear, for better or for worse, that even if he is recharged, until such time as he is found guilty, he is going to be presumed innocent and he will be able to be the president of the country.
Now, he's the head of the African National Congress at a time when you say that the ANC is not the fabled party of Nelson Mandela anymore. What do you mean?
The South African Liberation Movement carried, I think, the dreams and aspirations not only of all South Africans and all Africans, but during the years of the anti-apartheid struggle of many people all over the world. It was the great moral cause of the late 20th century. And Nelson Mandela was considered a saint, an icon, a hero who could do no wrong. And I think what's happened in South African politics is a kind of normalization, a realization that this isn't some kind of fabled rainbow nation, that South Africa is not the world's greatest fairy tale, but is just another difficult, struggling, developing nation with leaders who are not saints or demigods, but are flawed and self-interested human beings.
What about the breakaway party that's being formed by former top ANC members? In your view, is that good or bad for South Africa?
I think it's a mixed blessing. It's good because I think the graveyard of African democracies have been these de facto one-party states. And up to this point, there has not been a significant and viable black-led opposition to the ANC. Now, for the first time, because of this breakaway faction, there will be a significant and viable opposition to the ANC. I think what we need to be careful of, though, is that there's no indication yet that the people leading this party are doing so because they have any kind of policy differences from the ANC. It seems far more to be about factionalism and a group of people who've been dumped and therefore want to find their way back into the system. And that could lead to a kind of faction fighting on the ground, which might be quite destabilizing. So I think we need to watch and see as to whether this is going to be good or bad.
You're right that when Thabo Mbeki was first elected South African president, he came to the United States and visited George W. Bush. And you say he became Bush's point man in Africa. Do you think Jacob Zuma could become a point man, as you put it, in Africa for the United States in the future, for whatever administration comes in?
I think it's highly unlikely that Jacob Zuma will play the role that Thabo Mbeki played. Whatever criticisms there were of Thabo Mbeki, he was a lifelong diplomat who spent most of his life sort of forging connections, particularly with the leadership of the G8 countries, and perhaps dedicated too much time to keeping those relationships going. Often, it was said critically, at the expense of domestic relations. Jacob Zuma is going to be much more focused domestically and does not now have, or I think will ever have, the kind of international profile that Thabo Mbeki did have. Nonetheless, it's vitally important for Zuma if South Africa is going to continue having its special relationship with the United States, that he assures people in Washington, and I guess at this point it's career diplomats who are in the State Department rather than people in the Bush administration, that South Africa can remain a dependable ally.